Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here we go. Okay.
Now I'm yelling down a hallway full of emptiness and hot dogs. It's an appealing thought, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
A hallway full of hot dogs. The hell kind of house is this? Do toddlers live here?
More than you'd think.
One is a lot.
Awesomes, welcome back to Awesome Today. I'm your host, Meg Teets, joined on this Monday, as I often am, by my longtime husband, sometimes co-host.
Number one dad, screw it.
Yeah.
If the man in your life has a mug or t-shirt, it's a lie. I am number one.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Again. I've said it before. Yeah, this is not the first time I've said it.
I guess, yeah. And we are recording on Father's Day.
Indeed.
Just to clarify. Not that that changes my status.
Yes.
Or status.
Yes.
However you prefer.
Okay. So it's Monday. We are coming to the conclusion of our week O celebration.
Yeah.
That included anniversary, birthdays, Father's
Day.
Yes. All manner of celebrating.
It was a lot.
How do you feel?
Exhausted.
Me too.
Yeah. Every day shouldn't be a celebration.
I know. It's too much. Why did we do this?
I blame you.
I did kick it off by being born.
You chose
June 16th, 1977.
You chose our wedding date.
Did I?
You did. Yeah.
Why didn't we choose it together?
Pretty much my input was none. I was fine. I honestly could have gone either way. I was prepared to get the milk for free without buying the cow.
Were you?
As the old adage goes.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk through some things of the awesome variety.
Well, that's all I ever talk about, so this shouldn't be a big challenge.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where have you been?
Keep up. Watching. You accomplished something.
I did.
I think it's so satisfying to you when you bring a series to its conclusion.
It's not so much that it's satisfying as that it's not anti-satisfying,
okay.
Like when I don't finish a series.
Yeah.
I finished The Guardian.
Yep.
It's ancient.
20 years old.
20 years old. Apparently, they didn't know until maybe the last...
Yep.
Three episodes, like, oh, hell, we're not going to get to do this
back,
anymore.
Bro. We're not coming back. Wrap it up.
Yeah, and maybe even prior to the last episode, because there was a pretty long music montage where they just were, like, insinuating other things that
they did
might happen if we had a chance to write more.
Yes, they totally did the music montage at the end. Yeah.
It was interesting. We had a big conversation about procedurals as procedurals go.
Mm-hmm.
You don't remember any of it.
I do. Well, I think we talked about the importance of you have your in-episode satisfaction, which is the procedural
or
part.
Dissatisfaction.
I guess you could say that. But then you have your overarching storyline that brings you back every week to see what's going to happen.
I mean, isn't that the definition of procedural? That there's one main plot line, but then every episode's a new semi-plot line?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I
don't
think so. I thought it was.
Because if you,
so
look,
I'm learning.
If you look at a show like...
Can I get my notepad?
You just store it away in that nifty little brain of yours.
Rat trap of a brain.
Yes. I think if you look at a show like, let's say, for example, Law & Order, rarely is there an overarching...
I disagree.
I would say rarely. I'm not saying never, but mostly you're there each week for the case of the week.
I would agree with that. It's definitely that the overarching is less of a prominent player. Mm-hmm. And it's not singular. Mm-hmm. Like it can be with series that don't last an eternity like Law & Order did.
Right.
I think they moved into establishment of a less grandiose overarching theme and went through multiples of them. But there was always something else there, like a where's this romantic thing going, or so-and-so could be in trouble because of a thing. Mm-hmm. And that was, in fact, the lead character's name was so-and-so.
Yo, so-and-so. okay, but so what did you want to say about procedurals?
Well, I feel like from an artist's perspective, mm-hmm. not that I am one, but sometimes I pretend to be one.
Mm-hmm. Play one on TV.
It's a fine line to walk in terms of how well can you capture something versus at what point do you cross the threshold of interesting and make the show a little bit unsettling for people and in a way that might not allow you to go on beyond three seasons.
Right.
And I feel like that could have been part of what happened with this particular show. True. It was very well written, very satisfactorily acted, all of that. But I do feel like things got to be a little bit too ugly, too real, too relatable to people who came here for an escape.
Yes. Yeah.
And I feel like if there were any reason that you could point to without actually knowing somebody who was on the show that didn't get to be continued, all that.
Yeah.
I would point to that in this instance.
That makes sense. I can dig it. Well, you enjoyed the performance of an actor named Simon Baker.
Okay. I would never have known his name, and I'll forget it here in a few seconds.
I will confess, in this instance, I did do a quick IMDb.
In this case?
Sometimes I do, but mostly it's right up here in the old noggin.
But don't most shows, don't you do the IMDb thing?
Yeah, and that's how I learn people's names. And then once I know them, I can't forget them.
So when you see them in public?
Yeah, so when I see them in public, which happens so often.
Hello, Joni and Chachi. I loved you on Happy Days.
Yes, I'd like to be able to call people by their Christian baptized names.
Okay.
So, yes.
Okay. William Elizabeth Farrell.
Yes. Exactly. That's the one.
Okay.
But Simon Baker played the lead in The Guardian. Mm-hmm. And then I did a little IMDb-ing because
did.
I do enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And we discovered, oh, hey, this long-running show that was on network TV called The Mentalist stars one Simon Baker.
Entirely night and day different characters, to his credit, as an actress. He managed to be two very different things.
Mm-hmm.
And at least thus far, the more disturbing of the overarching plot line, it is not anything that most people would ever be able to identify with, which is why I would attribute that to a longer run.
Right.
His wife and child were killed by serial killers. And while that, they were killed by one serial killer, not a rabid tribe of serial killers, though you do want to look out for those as well.
Roving gang of serial killers.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, we pose as shopping cart attendants at the Walmarts, but we'll kill you. Not them. It's a different crew.
Good. It's one less thing to worry about in the Walmart parking lot.
Yeah, if you happen to find yourself there, which I don't recommend.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's not something the majority of people can identify with.
Right.
Though some, I would guess there are more people that wish they could identify with that than there are who actually do.
Okay. But so you got into it. So we looked it up. It's streaming on HBO Max, which That's one of those platforms that I'm always like, oh yeah, I mean, I guess we do have this.
Yeah, I thought I canceled that.
I did think I canceled it, but we looked and no, we do still have that going on. How's the platform experience on Roku for HBO Max? Is it better than Prime?
It is. Prime continues to hold the bottom spot. If anything disappoints you more than Prime, let me know.
Yeah.
Because it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's the worst of all of them.
It is.
I would rather try to type in a 30-character email address by scrolling through with arrow buttons than to try to navigate Prime.
That's the worst right there. Okay, but HBO Max is a step up.
Yeah. It's not quite as good as Hulu or Netflix, but it's definitely nowhere near the absolute just depravity of Prime.
Let me ask you this. You said Prime's in the bottom spot. Do you have a top spot for the ease of user interface via Roku?
Netflix and Hulu are very similar in that when you'd like to skip ahead a little bit, you kind of have a little scrolling window so you can see when a scene is over.
Sure.
This is especially important when you know that, say, you stay up later than your spouse, and your spouse is the one who, on a hair trigger, when they hear a baby cry, they spring out of the bed.
Gosh.
So anytime a baby comes on, I'm like, out, go, next scene, go.
Get that baby, shut that baby
up. Shut that baby up, I'll spank your child.
The record, Kyle doesn't spank babies, so.
No, not yet.
But
not
there yet. Have been times when I have been awakened by a crying baby when I went to spank you, so.
It's true. Not in a good way.
Not in a good way. All right, so Kyle will be watching the, 2008 to 2015
series.
Yeah,
this is going to take a little while. I can put in hours a night and I make no dent.
So don't look for any new updates anytime soon in the watching category.
Right. I'm probably going to start sprinkling in some other stuff.
Maybe we'll watch some movies.
Maybe.
We watched a Tom Segura
I can't believe you would admit that publicly.
Special. He's funny. I mean,
he's hilarious, but in a very raunchy way.
Very raunchy. You cannot be easily offended and enjoy his comedy. But
that's true.
I can't even remember which one. It's one of the ones that's on Netflix, and we both were laughing until we were the cry laugh emojis.
Yes. Like, you know how it's one thing to laugh hard, but you'll never laugh as hard as when you're not supposed to or when you're both kind of semi-embarrassed and humiliated that you are laughing about a thing.
Yeah.
And that was, it only escalates it. It makes it where your stomach hurts. You can't stop. You're crying.
Yes.
Yeah. I hurt more laughing during that than I did trying to hold laughs in during church as a child.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That really says something. Maybe as you're watching The Mentalist, maybe we'll watch a movie. Maybe we'll watch some comedy.
Maybe some Peaky Blinders final season just dropped on Netflix.
Yeah, maybe so.
So there.
Okay, reading. I'm very excited to talk about this.
Okay.
At the end of last week, I got to sit down with the sort of awesome books and reading specialist, Katie Proctor, who has prepared, and this episode will be out on this coming Friday, so the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, is that right? No, that's not right. 24th.
Years ago.
Shut up.
In a land far, far away.
On the 24th.
I'm telling a story.
What?
I coached a young man.
Yeah.
Whose last name was Proctor.
Really?
And I shit you not, his dad was a doctor. It was fun. Hello, Dr. Proctor. So I would like to issue an honorary doctorate degree to Katie, if she doesn't already have one, so that she may carry on the torch.
She doesn't, but she is a TCU alum. So
okay, well,
maybe this
she
is
may
all
have
coming
even,
full circle
she
right
may
now.
Have even run across Dr. Proctor and never known it. Maybe she married him. Wouldn't that be a hell of a thing?
Wouldn't that be? Katie prepared for the Awesomes a books and reading list for summer 2022.
Medical exams?
Yeah, it's all medical textbooks, so it's a little dry, but we'll make it through. No, she prepared a great list. I cannot wait for the Awesomes to hear it. But towards the end of the episode, she had saved for the very end, save the best for last, some spicy romances.
Oh,
and my
boy.
Ears absolutely perked up.
Yeah, they do.
So
they're perking right now.
They're definitely perked. I forgot to write the author's name down. I'm going to make a guess. I think I remember it. One of the books in particular...
Entertain the people. I'll look it up.
Okay. Well, one of the books in particular piqued my interest because it has to do with both rum and scotch whiskey. And I said, I'm sorry. What was the name of that one again? I will tell you the name. It's a book that just came out this past spring, like maybe even in May. It's called A Caribbean Heiress in Paris, and it's by, Kyle found it for me, it's by, where's the author, up here.
Up here?
Yeah, Adriana Herrera.
There we go.
Wrote this book. This is her debut historical romance novel. Now, I don't normally read historical romance.
Right, it's like she showed her ankle.
Some of them are.
And he blushed.
Some of them are definitely like that. You know how I feel about a closed-door romance. Like, yep. What even is the point?
Exactly.
Why are we here? But Katie promised me that all three of her romance selections were spicy.
Raunch,
no, spicy.
Solid, like...
Spicy.
Words like thrusting were used in this in the writing of this doctoral thesis.
She promised open door all the way around. So... here is the setup for A Caribbean Heiress in Paris. There's this big exposition taking place in Paris, and there are...
Expo, in layman's terms.
Yes. There are liquor merchants from all across the known world. This is like 1880, I feel like, in Paris that this takes place. So our main character, Luce Alana Heath Bunsen...
It's a hell of a name.
Yes. ...is the heiress to a rum distillery slash rum fortune in... the Caribbean, Santo Domingo. Is that modern-day Dominican Republic? I should have done
some
side googling here.
I don't recall. My knowledge of that era is limited to pirates mainly.
Okay. Well, it's very much involved in this. So she is... her parents have died. Her father had, as the story opens, died about 18 months ago. Just listen.
I'm
just
trying. You're really unperking my ears.
She's the heiress to this fortune, but part of the qualification...
I thought it was a fortune.
I'm saying fortune, okay? Just track with me. No wonder you're getting unperked. You're missing all of the highlights here.
Did you read this from a page that was sealed up in an envelope?
Yes. There's nothing wrong with that. That is what it is, envelope.
Written in crowns?
That's what you say, not
no,
me.
No, I say crayons.
You are a freaking liar.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the stipulation of her father's will that would allow her to have full possession of the distillery is that she has to be married. This is a common trope in historical romances that if only I were married, then I would have access to this thing, right?
Well, lady brains, lady limitations. You need a man in your life is what you need.
It's not even always the stipulation for women. In fact, the male lead character in this is a man named, he's a Scottish, I couldn't say that word all of a sudden.
He's a Scot.
A Scottish earl, I think, named James Evanston Sinclair, Earl of Darnock. And he... is trying to take over ownership of the Scotch distillery of his family, and it's all relates back to his dead mother's will, that in order to get the distillery, he has to be married.
Okay, I've seen this plot line play out before,
yeah,
but only in the facet that parents suspected, in an era where it wasn't accepted, that the boy child was gay.
Oh.
And so they were trying to...
continue on the family line.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm guessing he's not.
I'm telling you what, does it appear that he is?
Okay.
So, anyway, I am doing a
he likes to
very...
sail the schooner. Huh? He likes to weigh anchor.
Nope. Just, we're done there. We're done on that.
Can I interest anyone in walking the plank?
You're not going to stop until you get them all out. So let's hear it. Was there anything
else?
Well,
now you're pressuring me and I can't think.
As I talk, I'm sure you'll think of more.
Probably.
I feel like I'm doing a very poor job of really describing how charming the setup is.
Hey, I'm hot and bothered right now just listening.
Okay. So. And look, rum and scotch and like distilleries and the whole thing that we are so interested in. And it's an open door romance.
It's all the things plus a few.
Plus a few. So I'm reading this. I started it almost immediately after Katie and I finished recording.
How did I completely miss the ability to refer to as a small rowboat as a dinghy? Damn, I failed there. I apologize to everyone.
So again, it's A Caribbean Heiress in Paris by Adriana Herrera. And that will be on Friday's show. Awesome Today, fam. As usual, you get the sneak peek.
There you go.
So.
So did she, evidently.
Okay. Listening-wise, you guys, I know I cannot stop talking about how much I love the podcast Normal Gossip. I think it is one of the most wildly entertaining and also incredibly fascinating podcasts in production right now.
Do they have guests on their show?
That's the whole thing, yes.
Okay. How come you've not said, hey, how about me?
Well, maybe I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe somebody hasn't heard back anything.
You should put me in charge of outreach.
I feel like threats would be made.
Blackmail
would be involved.
I have an artful way with profanity can catch the attention of an heiress of a Caribbean rum plantation.
Well, save your powers for that, and I'll handle the podcasting
part. Pardon me,
part.
Miss. Do you know what's underneath my kilt?
All right. Going back to what I've been listening to, Normal Gossip, there was a recent episode. The title of it is Personality of a Tan Wall. And that doesn't even begin to describe how utterly amazing this episode is. And I'm going to tell you why I particularly found it fascinating.
Well, you love tan walls.
No, but
we've got many of them here in this home.
Yeah. The context.
We record from our home, if nobody knew that.
I don't think anybody was.
We don't have like a high-rise downtown office building.
No.
We did. We had to sell it.
Really?
After the murders.
Okay. This particular gossip story. So I've said this before, but each episode of Normal Gossip is Kelsey McKinney, the host, telling her guest a story of low stakes gossip, and the guest reacts to the story.
Okay. Everybody likes a reaction.
Yes. So this particular story in Personality of a Tan Wall takes place in the context of a Starbucks. As you may recall, about 20 years ago, when The Guardian was running on TV.
Yeah. In between episodes.
I was a barista at Starbucks, and I know firsthand what an absolute gossip mill a Starbucks is.
Yeah.
And so
you contributed to it with your almost torrid love affair with the guy from the pizza place across the way, who was desperate to steal you away from me.
Yes. There was an exchange of goods and services involved.
Yeah. And it's as dirty as it sounds. This was before cell phone cameras. So yeah. It wasn't like you were shooting dirty pics back and forth.
No.
You actually had to give them something from Glamour Shots to get your free pizza.
I hung on to those 8th grade Glamour Shots for a reason.
Yeah.
And I doled them out, yes, for free pizza. And also, that place, hands down, had the
best
eggplant parm that I've ever had.
I was just going to say best ever pizza.
And the best pizza. Everything from there was delicious.
It was worth it. I would have shown them my boobs for a free pizza. I still might. We better not go to Fort Worth anytime soon.
Yes. This episode of Normal Gossip is amazing, especially if you ever have worked in not only just the coffee house industry, but like food service in general, I feel like is just such a breeding ground for
STDs. How dare you? How dare you?
For gossip, interpersonal gossip stories. Okay. Also, this week, for some reason, one morning in the past week, I woke up humming to myself a song by Rex Orange County. You may remember that at the end of May, I took Daisy and her friends to see Rex Orange County in concert. His most famous song is called Best Friend. It's very, very catchy. I woke up singing it in my mind, and I haven't been able to stop listening to Rex Orange County ever since. I'm like, am I a teenager again? What's happening?
It's possible.
Maybe there's something about summer and just like you think back to the summers of your youth and you want to listen to some
Wayfarers on? That kind of a gig?
Yes.
What's the name of that song?
I don't know.
The Boys of Summer, I believe.
Okay.
It just spring. I can't remember most things, but sometimes I vomit a thing that's correct.
Just vomit.
Boys of Summer!
I've been wanting to listen to the music that the youths are listening to.
Yes.
These days.
It is youthful.
It is. All right. Let's talk about some lifestyle notes on our life and style. Not so much our style, I guess.
Well, it might be.
On my birthday, which was this past Thursday, you said, I'm not cooking for you again, so why don't you just pick out what you want for dinner?
Your birthday, I want a break.
Yeah, basically.
I vomited that out before I could stop myself.
But seriously, you said, pick what you want. And I picked Mediterranean, yes, as I am prone to do. So there's a very well-known Mediterranean place here in Oklahoma City called Zorba's.
Mm-hmm.
So we got dinner from Zorba's. I included for myself, and I'm so glad I did, two delicious decadent pieces of baklava.
Baklava.
That's how your mom says it. I've never heard anyone else ever say baklava, but
I don't know.
With the emphasis on the lava. But anyway.
Well, it depends how warm they serve it.
Good point. How hot the honey is.
Yes.
I got a piece for myself and one for AJ. Well, just kidding. Knowing that you're not eating sugar right now. And the twins, for whatever reason, all three of the boys actually don't like baklava.
It's a little... It can dry your mouth out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as sweet as a pure corn syrup bomb that they're used to.
Well, this one was the sweetest. You had a bite, I think. This was the sweetest, most absolutely honey-drenched baklava I've ever had. It was so good.
Okay.
I loved it. All right. That's all I got. Just kidding.
Oh, okay.
That's our
all
show, right, folks.
Now it's Thanks time to get Scottish and Pirates. Like.
I've got a book to read.
Would you like to announce the next topic?
Well, I don't know what it's going to be about, but you told me as we were getting ready to record, you were like, put butt wipes. You vomited out butt wipes.
Butt wipes. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So I'm a very detail-oriented person.
Yeah.
And
hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Different story, but related to it. Sometime ago, possibly a few years ago, we discovered the absolute pleasure of saying no, no, no to that dry, rough toilet paper and using, like, baby wipes.
Basically, yes.
To wipe our bum-bums.
Yes.
After we make a boo-boo. And so there are packages of those everywhere because we shop at warehouse stores.
Yeah.
And so we have like a pallet of butt wipes in the house. They're just stashed everywhere. So you could crap yourself in the living room. No worries. Here's a stack of butt wipes. It's okay.
I mean, Kyle sounds like he's joking, but there's literally butt wipes in the living room.
Yeah, there are.
Mostly because our 3-year-old refuses to poop on the potty. So.
Because so do I, if we're being honest. Now, I see details in things, I wasn't focused. As I'm walking by, I glanced and saw on the package, there was this very bold lettered written warning, do not flush,
mm-hmm,
which of course makes me want to immediately flush, but that's beside the point.
Mm-hmm.
Underneath that warning,
yeah,
just in case you can't read, there's one of those circles with the slash through it, and there's a stick man, or woman, could be, but I think it was a stick man, holding their arm over a toilet and dropping wipes into it, which technically isn't flushing for the record. But what was most disturbing about it was there was one wipe like halfway between their hand and the toilet and another one just freshly released. And I was like, what kind of animal wipes twice and holds both in their hand at the same time? That is horrible.
Oh my gosh.
That's... Don't do that.
No.
Just use one. Throw it away, flush it if you dare.
Do not.
But don't just wad it up in your hand and go for round two with a new one. That's gross.
That's disgusting. Yeah. And I will tell you this, speaking of our butt wipe situation, I have talked about the butt wipes on Sort of Awesome main show, and I got so many follow-up questions with people being like,
I keep poking my finger through the little ones. What do I do?
They're just wondering and worrying about, like, the trash situation.
Okay.
Now, here's what I am... you know, like, when it's your own context, you just, like, forget that other people don't do this.
Uh-huh.
We have had in our bathrooms, for literally as long as I can remember, we have lidded bathroom trash cans.
Yes.
They're not open to the free air.
Right. Or the flies.
Or the flies, or lords of flies, or, like, it's very discreet in there.
Mm-hmm.
For a variety of reasons. I forget that that's not always the case, that there's certainly many households that have open-air, non-lidded trash cans, and I can see how that would get real gross real fast.
Yeah, nobody...
if everyone's putting their poopy wipes
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, nobody wants to be like, so, where you been? You had some corn. That's gross.
Yes. So, to assuage the worries of everyone, let me assure you that our bathroom trashes are lidded and they're small, so they get taken out pretty frequently.
Yeah.
So don't worry about the poop smells.
Also, and I think this was a revelatory moment, though it's been some years ago. We discovered because like any irresponsible and yet curious and adventurous person, we began with baby wipes.
Yes.
And that can be a little challenging.
Yeah.
You can lose one in your old crack. It's a big area back there. They make adult ones because, after all, there are adults that wear diapers. They make big ones. And I think they actually call them washcloths,
mm-hmm.
which is a little bit of a weird thing. But you get over it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, this is a delight.
I highly recommend the washcloth size ones from Sam's. They're very satisfying.
They're big enough you can use both hands.
And apparently hold two in your hand at the same time.
Apparently, yeah. Animals.
All right. You got bitten by the clean-out bug.
I did.
One morning this week. I don't think you were expecting it. Just like all of a sudden,
I felt it building.
Kind of like
for some time
when you vomit words, you just like were compelled.
Yeah, yeah. I've known that this is needing to happen, overdue. It's interesting the things that it would take to kick us over the edge of a point of reluctance.
Sure.
I at no point, because truly, it just doesn't bother me. If there's a lot of stuff, if, hey, instead of cleaning out a drawer, I could just say, yep, you know what? These three bottom drawers, I don't wear anything. I'm just not going to open those drawers anymore. That they don't hold clothes that I wear. And that's kind of what had happened.
That's what we've been doing, yes.
My actual motivator was several months ago, I began the transition into a new brand of underbutts, as I call them, mm-hmm. or underwear. And when I get up in the morning and it's dark in the bedroom because either you're still sleeping or you've left and I don't know where the light switch is by myself and I'm afraid of the dark, I just reach into the drawer and grab a pair and run out of the room before the bad man gets me. And there's nothing more agitating than when I grab a pair of the not underwear that I want to wear.
Yes.
And so that was the motivator. I wanted to get all those ones that I don't want to wear anymore.
The old squirrely ones.
Out of the drawer.
Mm-hmm.
But then once I was there, it's like, all right, now this is happening.
It really was. It was like you uncorked something in yourself. Like, I could see, I was in there the whole time, and I could see that you started, you pulled up in that top drawer, and you're like, oh, I'm getting rid of all these. And then it was just like, I could see it come over you.
Yes. Yes.
And you're like, okay, we're doing it. The whole dresser drawer.
Seven drawers.
Yep.
Top to bottom. These aren't narrow drawers. No. They aren't shallow drawers.
No.
I threw away one item. Don't know for sure. It was either a year and a half younger or a year and a half older than our second child.
Yes. Yep.
Which, by default, makes it older than the majority of our children, than 60% of our children.
Yes, that's right.
As math goes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And don't you feel so much cleaner and, like, lighter and happier,
kind of.
More fulfilled in your general life now?
No, I wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
No.
But when you open, you do have to admit... Now, there's so few clothes in your drawers, and they're the ones you actually really truly wear. When you open that drawer, don't you just, like, feel so satisfied?
But you got to keep in mind, prior to that fateful morning, I hadn't opened those drawers in like 2 years. Yeah. So it wasn't like I had a daily negative reminder.
Okay, that's true.
But now I can use the drawers. It's like I got a new dresser.
It is, yes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You did it. Speaking of
Happy Father's Day.
Speaking of new dressers and drawers mm-hmm. and furniture in general, mm-hmm. on our anniversary day, mm-hmm. just for fun, we went to a furniture store.
Yeah.
We haven't been in a while. We just thought we'd do a little walkthrough.
Yeah.
What's out there? What you got in the goods and services industry of furniture these days?
How many furnitures can I get for this many dollars?
Yep, we took a handful of change.
Yep. Yeah, most of it was Canadian, and that wasn't received well.
Yeah. We went to probably one of the most well-known furniture stores in the state.
Yes, undoubtedly. Not probably, undoubtedly.
We grew up, as Oki kids do, watching commercials for this furniture store. It's yes. well-known. It's huge. But we thought, let's just do
it's
a little
like a
walk.
Campus. It's like a campus.
It is a campus. It is. We have been there multiple times.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course. And we know that this is one of those furniture stores that as soon as you walk in, they want to connect you with a shopper.
A shopper stalker.
That's what the competing, what the heck?
Competing Storiferios?
Yes. The competing furniture store that's across the highway likes to label these shopping assistants.
It's actually across the interstate. It's not just like across yonder dirt road with tire ruts in it.
Across the interstate, yes. Yeah. They call them the shopper stalkers, and that's what they are.
They are. They are invasive. They yes. are rapists of your personal space. Okay. They are.
Why do you always have to take it to the most extreme?
I want people to understand how violating it feels.
Okay. Well, yes. I'm just going to let you talk through this, and then I'll add my commentary.
Okay. Well, obviously, both of us, even before we knew each other, had visited this store. It's no mystery going in that the sales staff is very oppressive.
Yeah.
And I don't doubt for a minute that this is a regular business model across the United States, quite probably Canada, maybe Mexico, and who knows where else. Mm-hmm. It's a thing. And you can't blame the employees, because undoubtedly the way their compensation is set up and all of that, it pays to do that. Mm-hmm. And if you don't do that, you're probably not going to make it.
Exactly.
So I don't fault them. But their training, whether it's formal or informal, is to rely on the good manners
yes.
of you.
Yes.
So they're like, hey, buddy, and blah, 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 and hey, what can I show? What are you interested? What brought you in today? And they're unrelenting. And no matter what polite thing that you might introduce back to them to say, I'm just looking. Leave me the hell alone. Whatever it is, which to me, that's still pretty polite for how I feel at times. They've got an answer for everything. And to the point where, your grandest victory in many instances is to take their damn business card and then for them to lurk behind the recliners
yes.
and watch you as you're walking through.
Yeah, that's the thing. Okay, a couple of notes. If you make eye contact and start a conversation with one, they will basically shove a business card in your hand and be like, okay, here's me now. Now, look, you can show this to other people and you tell them, Courtney's helping me today or whatever.
Right.
And then they, even if you are just like so emphatic, we are just looking, they will hang out in the general area and it's so uncomfortable.
Right. You just can't even focus for why you were there to begin
yes.
with. So this is where, because I do think this is a lifestyle thing. I think people would experience this, and to make your life a little more awesome, I think it's valuable on your way before you walk through the threshold of hell into that place, wherever it is for you, to realize that they compromised human morality and goodness and kindness and all of that, so you don't owe them anything.
Okay.
You don't have to. In fact, I encourage you not to make eye contact. You can just say, nope, and keep walking. And they say something else. Nope, you don't break stride. You don't make eye contact. You just keep right on moving. And when another one appears out from behind the cushions of the duvet, you just, nope, and you don't engage. You just, there's nothing they can say to that. Nope, or nope, huh? You don't have to be polite.
Yeah.
it won't hurt their feelings.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'll tell you what. This was so unpleasant for me because...
Because you can never be blunt and say no.
Exactly. In every single interaction. And we were there for like less than 30 minutes and we probably had a dozen people.
Easily a dozen.
Approach. Every single one of those interactions feels like a confrontation to me.
Yeah,
by the time we left, I was like, I'm not even exaggerating when I say this. My anxiety was so ramped up that I was just like, let's just get the hell out of here. Like, I can't, this is not fun for me.
Now, there's another direction that I would go, except that you're with me, and it would only make things worse for you. So I hold back.
Yes.
It's quite often, if there's anything about you, and even if there's not, that stands out, there, you'll have... two-thirds that'll be, oh, hey, that's a great beard. That's a whatever. There's always the option to take it to awkward town.
Yeah.
You think that? You should see my crotch. There's always that option. You can go nuclear.
Yeah. Yeah. And you would, I know if I were not with you, you would have no qualms about doing that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm never going to go back there again.
And I'm committed to that path. If they're like, oh, yeah, show me. I'd be like, okay. And I would. I would play it out as far as they were willing to go. Because that's all the game is. Who is going to flinch first?
Yeah, and it's not going to be you.
Never.
I do think you're right. It would take a lot of practice on my part. Or if I could like tap into like this well of anger energy in me, I could probably do it.
There's creative ways.
Yeah.
That you could go about it. You could be like, you know what? I'm here to look for recliners. Would you meet me over in the recliner section? I'm gonna go to the bathroom and then just disappear into bedding or somewhere else.
That's a good idea. Why didn't we think of that?
Well, that's your path. It's not my path.
Okay, you just like the nope path.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. It was exhausting to me. I mean, I guess that model works. They've been doing it since we were children.
Yeah.
So I guess it works on some level, but I can never go back there again. A couple of more just like family life notes. The twins just finished up their first week of 2 weeks of day camp.
Yeah. Different camp each week.
Yeah, different camp each week. This past week, they got to do a camp at the brand new, beautiful First Americans Museum here in Oklahoma City. They loved every minute of it. I will say that on morning one, as they were getting ready, brushing teeth, putting on deodorant, brushing hair, all this stuff, Mac did tell me that the thing he was looking forward to the most was meeting pretty girls.
Yeah. Yeah. 9 years old and he is Don Juan of Oklahoma City, which is nothing to brag about.
So definitely living up to his name by macking on the girls.
Oh my gosh.
Do people still say macking? Is that a thing?
No, people said that more than once in their lives.
Well, now I've said it a few times.
Wow. Yeah, that was the thing.
Mac the Mac artist. That is him, and he did meet some pretty girls while he was
did.
There.
Yeah. He did. He's betrothed at this point.
Yes.
And when the marriage is official, he may inherit the Scotch company.
It's interesting to me that while they were at camp, JK made you a Father's Day card.
He did. Mac did not.
Mac didn't. I think Mac was too busy talking up the ladies.
Yep. I have gotten the young boy, Nico, the youngest, by force of, you know, his class had him make one. He doesn't know what it is.
Yeah.
JK is the only one of our children who gifted me a Father's Day card.
Did your oldest, who is not here, did she say any happy greetings to you?
Like as an afterthought.
Okay.
Like, oh yeah, and I guess happy Father's Day, you animal.
Well, she missed my birthday entirely.
She did, and our anniversary.
She's in
and
her
Nico's
own world.
Birthday.
She's in her own camp world. Who knows who she's macking on while she's there?
Don't even say that. That's not funny.
Let's see. Oh, okay. Speaking of Nico's school, you got to participate in an annual. I'm sure this was so enjoyable for you.
It was a delight.
Donuts with Dad. Mm-hmm. It was actually on Nico's birthday too.
It was.
So
I'm sure
killed
he,
a lot of birds with.
He
that
thought
one
it
soon.
Was for his birthday.
I think he did.
They did it trying to do a Father's Day thing for the fathers. So
yes.
Yeah, dads were supposed to be the ones that dropped off their kids. Now here's the thing. So often is the case that I have discovered with educational events for our children is that there was an idea that wasn't communicated well across the staff and the execution was lackluster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So after having participated in it. I'm still not sure how it was supposed to work.
Yes.
There was a table that had donuts and weird things of coffee. Mm-hmm. They were like in the wine in a box style,
yes,
boxes and stuff.
Yeah, catering coffee.
That bothered me a little. I didn't care for that. I don't want to...
Did you drink any?
Well, straight out of the spigot, because that's what I thought we were supposed to do. But... It didn't. Nobody liked that. No, sir. You just take that with you. It's like, I can't drink this much coffee. It was weird. So there was that out front, yeah. And so I got Nico his choice of sprinkled donuts out there. But then when we got to the classroom, well, they had cinnamon rolls in there for the kids. Like,
oh,
maybe the donuts were just for the dads, which that really felt weird.
Oh, then. Interesting.
I don't know how it was supposed to work.
Okay.
But he ate beautifully. First, he went around the top and bit all the icing off.
Of course.
And then went back and finished it. He literally had donut from ear to ear.
But then you and I had miscommunicated. I thought I was just going to drop you and you're going to go in, do his drop-off.
Get him a donut and come back.
Yeah, but yeah. You thought that I was going to take twins to camp and then come back and get you, which would have not been great. But
I thought I was there for 30 minutes.
It was supposed to be, yes, just
and
like
so,
walk him in and drop him off.
I just nestled in and was trying to do 30 minutes worth of work.
So you settled in and you were like, oh, look, here's the reading station.
So he eats his donut. I take him over to the little in-classroom sink, which may be one of the most used washing stations in the nation.
Yes.
Get him semi-cleaned up on the way back. I didn't want to go back to the table because one of the phenomenons with this is the other awkward dads there were trying to chat me up. I'm like, look, bro, go to Mathis Brothers. Nope. That's the furniture store. If we didn't say that earlier.
We did it, but okay. They're going to sue us.
That's fine. They bring it on.
So reading station.
So we stopped at the reading station, and I started reading Nico a book. And from that moment forward, I was the Pied Piper of toddlers. There was a huddled mass of sweaty, sticky, touchy, up-in-your-space kids. I wanted to spank all of them. It was unacceptable. Get your fingers out of the book. I'm reading. Can't you see I'm reading? It was rough.
And so you started to read to Nico, but as other kids were coming over, he started getting real possessive.
He was. He was like, no, my dad. It's like some of the most clearly enunciated words he's ever spoken. And there was some fear in the other children. I was proud at that moment.
And I think one girl kept trying to like flip the pages.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's not
like,
time
nope,
to turn the page.
Still reading this one, kid. Where's your dad? I'm going to handle him.
Your telling of your Donuts with Dad experience was the highlight of the week, honestly.
Well, at the end, sad ending.
Yeah.
At the end, finally you texted me.
Yeah.
And I was like, sweet Jesus, are you back? Can I leave? And I told Nico, all right, buddy, I got to go to work. And he immediately fell apart, just bawling. And then I was like,
oh.
It was hard to leave. He's like, no, Dad, I love you. It's like, you're a liar, but it still is working. It was hard to leave then.
Yeah. Well, that was his birthday, and I'm just going to tell you this much, okay? He is our fifth child.
Yeah.
When it came to Daisy in her first few birthdays, like, I just, every year, was compelled to do a whole party, the cake, the ice cream, invite the friends, all of this stuff. This time...
He didn't even know it was his birthday. You pulled off a coup.
No, that's not true. He's been looking forward to June 17th.
That's true.
For months. Really since the twins had their birthday in February. Zeroed in June 17th. That's the day. So the morning of his birthday, Kyle, we're talking and I'm like, crap, it is his birthday. What are we going to do? So I open up my Target app on my phone, type in toys, start scrolling. What do you want for your birthday? He's like, I want this, this, this. So he just picked out his little birthday presents, which you and I went and picked up later.
It's true.
And I had been thinking, now last year for his birthday, I did take cupcakes up there. But this year I'm like, they already had donuts, and I didn't even know about the cinnamon rolls for breakfast.
Right.
I was like, those kids have already had a lot of sugar. And also...
So instead, we took COVID.
Well, it's only fair because we got RSV there last week.
It's
so
true. And we've received COVID from that school before.
Yes.
So it's
it all evens out.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was. I was thinking those kids have already had a lot of sugar, and at the exact time after nap time for snacks, when I would need to take the cupcakes in, was when the twins were doing their camp showcase at camp.
Yes, yes.
And so I was like so conflicted. I was like, should I tell the teachers, oh, I'll bring cupcakes next week for Nico's birthday? But then some part, like the mother of the fifth child was like, why though?
Right.
Why make more work for yourself? He already thinks donuts for dad was like his birthday.
Right, right.
So, like...
Take the win.
Take the win. And also, I do know, having parented all these years, there's so many years ahead of you that you have to do birthday parties. Like, right. Why not, like, keep it low-key for the third birthday?
Coast where you can.
Exactly. So we did. We picked up his toys from Target.
Got him a cake.
We got him a cookie birthday cake.
Yeah. Which he loved.
Which he loved. We got him the flower candle.
He loved that cookie cake to the point where after we finished dinner and set it up on the counter,
yeah.
And we often, after the evening meal, go outside on the back porch, he appeared out on the back porch with icing, like an icing cloak of not invisibility.
Yeah.
And he'd gotten somehow, I don't even still know how, up on the counter, and he literally ate like six adult-sized servings of it. He had his go.
We got him the candle that was like really complicated. You like light it and then it spins around
it
and
spins
plays.
And plays music.
Yes.
It's like the warning on the package was stand back 4 feet from this one lighting. It's like my arm's not that long. How do I do that?
Literally on the package, it's like light it and then have everyone stand back four
run.
Feet.
Run to the neighbor's yard. Call the fire department.
Okay, so between the cookie cake and the candle and the ice cream and the presents that he himself got to pick, I think he felt well celebrated for having turned three.
Yes.
So,
no question.
I am alleviating myself of guilt on that.
Well done.
Okay. Well, I think we'll have a little bit more low-key week ahead of us.
I don't know.
We'll see.
It's a big week.
It's going to be a hot week here.
It's a big week for business stuff for me.
That's
so
true.
I don't know that it'll be reportable information that anybody would care to listen to, but I don't know how low-key it's going to be.
Okay, that's fair. That is fair. Our dogs are snoring.
Yes,
so
they both got to eat a T-bone bone today, so they're living the good life.
They are. All right, well, in the meantime, we hope you're living a good life wherever you are and whatever you're up to.
Don't go to the furniture store.
Not without your
nope card. I even thought about, you know, I could come in wearing a placard front and back that just said nope.
I think if we are ever going to go back, I wouldn't even be embarrassed if you did that.
I may do it. I may do it without desiring any furniture.
Just to make a point.
Yeah.
All right. In the meantime, what should people do?
Well, plainly, I hope everyone, look, you don't need to send me Father's Day presents if we didn't warn ahead. If there's already stuff in the mail, don't worry about it. But you don't need to try to catch up and do that. So just have an awesome today, would you?
Well, please do. Bye-bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.